All right, everybody. Aaron, Dom, and Keith here from A Little Less Conversation Podcast with a new offer for you. Normally, our sponsor,
Craig Peterson,
down at
Summit Automotive
in Fond du Lac, offers $50 in free gas when you purchase a vehicle from them. Could be new, used, car, truck, van, SUV, or whatever they have. If you go down there and buy a vehicle, what's the offer now, Dom?
It's $100 in free gas.
How do you get that, Aaron?
You got to go down to Summit Automotive in Fond du Lac and purchase a vehicle. Stop down by Craig Peterson. Craig Peterson. Craig Peterson. Craig Peterson. Mention our podcast, A Little Less Conversation, when you purchase a vehicle, and he's going to give you $100 in free gas.
Go! I'll start this one. All right, start. All right, ready? Go! 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 Go. All right. Go. Welcome everybody to the Little Less Conversation podcast.
Faster, faster.
With you always.
Harder, harder. Oh. Deeper, deeper.
So look up, baby. Gonna be one of those podcasts. Okay, with you always, Aaron, Dom, Keith. Today we're doing kind of a fun, yet more difficult than I thought it was going to be podcast.
It was a lot more difficult than I thought.
So I'm going to tell all you listeners at home, have your Google machines ready, because there's a couple of people on my list. We're doing who we would cast in our biopics. There's a couple actors and actresses on my list.
I call it a biopic.
So do I.
Biopic, sorry. That's what I wanted to say.
Biopics. I like that.
Yeah, biopics, whatever.
Is it a biopic, like the picture of you by your biography?
Yeah, probably.
Could be.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's anyhow what we're doing. I did.
Shit! I forgot to say who was going to direct this biopic.
Oh, we got to have a director?
I don't know. It just dawned on me. Oh. That maybe would have been something they should have came up with.
I didn't do that either.
I didn't do that either.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't know we were doing, like, cast and crew. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you wait.
Oh. Who's working the boom? You know?
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
Yeah.
Chad's on the boom.
Chad's the boom guy. or no, was it, what's his name? Mr. Mancini. Boom, Ray, boom, Mancini. Ray?
Ray, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who wants to go first?
Well, what are we doing? Are we just going to rattle off right through our...
Well, I think one person should just kind of go through and...
Okay.
Right?
Do we want to do that, or we want to do like, because immediate family... We could all, like, do mom, dad, brother, sister, wives, that type of stuff.
See,
well, I did mine last.
I didn't put your wives on my list.
No, I didn't either.
Okay. Oh, I put both of yours on mine.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't do...
See, we're gonna get it. But here's the thing. I didn't do any of my brothers.
Okay. Well, I did my sisters on here, so... And I have Sarah.
Really?
And I did Robert. Just because everybody knows him.
Woo. I think he wants to podcast. Like, every time he's down here, he starts talking.
You got a fart? Come here.
Oh, no, he will fart. And he'll be bad.
He'll probably be
if he does.
Silent, though.
No. He farts like a human.
Oh, so does Drago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyhow, well, so, you just want to go around?
Yeah, let's go around.
All right.
Okay, you going to do yourself first?
No, do yourself last.
Yeah, I think we should be last.
Okay.
I got. It'll be you two guys and me last. And I have Craig as part of the podcast too.
So do I.
Yeah, I got him.
So do I. Whoa, shit's getting real on there.
Okay. So we start with your wife. Like, you're gonna.
Sure.
You're gonna do your wife. You're gonna do your wife. I'm gonna do my wife, and then we're gonna.
Okay.
Or are we gonna
let's
go?
Let's do that.
Yours down the line.
I mean,
sure. Yours down the line.
Hope. I hope I'm gonna do my wife.
Well, you can as soon as you get home if you really want to. Just don't get excited here. We don't need to be flipping any tables.
All right, Aaron. Who do you have? Who do you have your wife?
Zooey Deschanel. You guys know who she is.
Yeah. I know the name.
She was in Elf.
This is
she was like the love.
Okay. Yep.
And why I picked that, I kind of like off of the New Girl. Did you ever watch that show?
I never
did.
No.
New Girl?
Yeah.
She kind of reminds me of Kat a little bit. So that's why I picked her.
Hold on. I want to get rid of some dogs.
They're like, it's freezing out here.
Okay, I can kind of see that.
They'll play.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I don't. I'll have to bring up a picture of her.
Yeah.
But, although, not all of these. Like, some of these have similarities in look to the people I cast them, but sometimes it's kind of their personality, too.
Yep.
That
Yep. Or a character they played.
Right, right.
So, mine are more looks wise, I think. They lean more toward looks.
A lot of mine are, but some of it's a combination of that, too.
That's Zoe Deschanel. This is why I told the people to have their Google machines ready.
Okay. Yep. Maybe I got one right in front of me. I just, you know, I didn't have time right now because I'm going to say mine next. So for my wife, for Angie, I went with Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
And the reason I did that is there's actually some friends of ours that actually, that's what they call her. They call her Nicole Kidman. Yeah. Because they actually found some photos of Nicole Kidman that look similar. I mean, people don't know Angie's a redhead, so Nicole Kidman, I mean, obviously they both are redheads and have the very pale complexion, so
yeah,
that's why I went with that.
Okay.
So, for my wife, I went with a B-movie actress who's in a bunch of horror movies, because my wife is a huge horror fan. She also has a lot of, she has red curly hair, which for most of the time I've known my wife, she had red curly hair. And her name is Megan Duffy. I actually did a Google search to find this person. I got her pulled up already.
I want to see this. I want to see this.
I don't know, Duffy. No, that's Duff. Okay, never mind.
Oh, you're thinking of Hillary Duff.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Yes. Yes. Curly red hair. See. Curly red hair, pale skin.
Okay. I almost like that better than the one I picked for your wife, which we'll get to later.
But yeah, she, being a horror movie fan, when I saw that there was a curly redhead, pale skin, who was a B movie queen, she's actually considered on IMDb one of their scream queens.
Okay.
Hmm. All right.
All right. So what are we going with now?
I have Trey next on my list.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So for Trey, I picked Odell Beckham. There's similarities. They look
totally
similar.
Totally makes sense.
I mean,
they look similar.
I don't know if he can do it now.
Well,
he's injured right now.
He is injured right now.
But
he'll have to just like, wait, what's his injury? Is it like lower body, leg, or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. Wheel around in a wheelchair.
Wheel around.
Yeah. So, that's why I went with him.
All right.
They look similar.
So, then next for me would be my son, Brandon, who has been on the show once.
Yes.
And on video, yes. I went with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, from Twilight.
Yes.
That guy.
Okay. Yes. All right.
They actually look fairly similar. If he had red hair, which my son does, Robert Pattinson would look very similar to my son, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But that's an easy change in Hollywood.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Red hair is no problem.
No.
Yeah, I don't have kids, so we're going to just go ahead and skip me on this one.
What about your cats?
Touchdown, Jordan Burrow. Just wanted to
know.
Joe Burrow. It's Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, he was that excited.
I got Jordan Love. We were talking about Jordan Love before, so yeah. No one. Okay.
So just so people at home realize, we're doing this on Sunday afternoon, and all three of us are in fantasy football league, so we have the game on the TV in the background while we're... So if we get distracted, that's why. We do apologize.
I'm not even watching, because in one league I'm playing Aaron, and he's kind of wiping the floor with me, so I don't even care anymore. So fuck off, Aaron.
There's still a chance. It's early yet.
So you're saying I have a chance.
No, you don't. All right, well, you want me to do my daughter right away?
Sure, yeah.
So with her, I went with Emma Watson. Keith is thinking.
Yeah, I had to think about who she was.
Yeah. She's similar look and build. to my daughter.
Yeah.
I really couldn't even, like, I actually had to Google, and when I typed this in, here's a little story. When I typed this in, it was after I hit search. I'm like, God, I hope nobody goes and looks at my phone right now. Because I put young female actresses is what I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could get you in trouble.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's for a podcast, honest.
It's a bunch of Disney characters pop up. Like, whoa, not that young.
But the good part is when I hit search, it came up and it asked if... I put under 30 because my daughter is between the 20 to 30 range. So
yeah,
it didn't sound quite so bad.
Young actresses in their underwear.
What? Terrible.
Why does this one have a dot XXX after? I don't understand.
I don't even know what that is.
Triple X, that's a movie with
Vin
Diesel,
sure.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Did you guys do your pets?
No.
I thought about it, but I'm like, who am I going to get to play a Doberman Pinscher?
Well,
like,
I put mine on here.
Am I going to get one of the dogs from the Simpsons? No. Magnum PI.
No, I'm going to have people play my dogs.
People are going to play your dogs.
Yeah.
So you're
yes, they have to crawl around on the floor.
are they going to talk?
Yeah, they're going to talk. They're like, going to bark and wait, talk.
Are they going to talk like Scooby-Doo-like?
I haven't thought it through that far, but they're gonna bark, and then they're going to talk, so you know what they're saying. Soda? Yeah, Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi. Okay.
Still waiting for this.
Repsy.
So do you want me to go with pets?
Yeah, yeah, guess sure.
If you got people okay. playing got pets, your pets,
you go right ahead.
Rocky, I'm going to have Stallone play him.
Okay.
And Drago, I'm going to have Dolph Lundgren. Okay.
All right.
All
they
got to
crawl around
now.
Sniff each other's
well,
asses.
Well, in that case, Euchre, I'm going to have Bob Euchre play him.
There you go.
Although I don't see Bob Euchre being able to crawl around the ground right now.
I don't know.
Maybe. Might be easier for him than walking.
Yeah. Maybe we can just do a voiceover of him.
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that way, you know, like when we let one of the other dogs out, he goes, oh, he's just a bit outside.
He's taking a shit, and it's just a bit outside. Some of it's inside.
So let me see. Bo, I'll have John Schneider play him.
Who?
John Schneider. Bo Duke.
Okay.
See, one of my cats is named after a G.I. Joe figure. And the other one is named after a beer, so we have Storm Shadow and Guinness.
They had a live action G.I. Joe character of that, so you could have that guy play him.
Yeah, if there was Guinness though.
No, there is.
The Storm Shadow was in it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm surprised you don't know this.
I don't know if I saw the movie.
There's two of them, actually.
I don't think I've seen either
one. I think I saw the first one, and it was really bad.
It was. The second one was only slightly better.
Okay.
And I actually only watched that because it was one of those things where I fell asleep on the couch, and I woke up, and it was on. And then I couldn't fall back asleep, so I just kind of sat there watching it, and I'm like, oh, well, it's better than the first one. Were you that, or I was just real tired?
Okay.
All right, so... Who are we going to go with next, then?
Yeah, just go. Somebody from your family. We'll do friends last.
Do dad.
Okay, right. So my dad, I decided I was going to go with Ed Harris.
Oh, my God.
You do?
That's my dad. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris could be busy.
Yeah. Holy shit, he's going to play two parts.
And the reason I picked Ed Harris for my dad, it's not like they really look that similar, although my dad's bald. And so is Ed Harris. But I always liked how Ed Harris played military guys. And my dad was in the military.
Okay.
So that's why
I just
Ed.
Chose him because it's kind of similar looks. Kind of. My dad's not bald.
Yeah.
But it's thin.
Yeah.
And they kind of look alike. A little bit.
Okay.
See, this was a no-brainer for me. You guys know who Dan Loria is?
Yes. Ooh. Wonder Years dad.
Oh,
yep.
Looks and acts just like my dad.
Really?
Like, that could have been my dad.
That guy was angry all the time.
You've never met my dad.
So does that make you Kevin?
Kevin?
Kevin or what's the other kid? What's the other son?
Oh.
Wayne.
Wayne.
You're Wayne.
Yeah, but aren't you the youngest?
Yes, I am.
So okay, you are Kevin.
You gotta be Kevin.
I'm not telling you. I'm not joking with you. My friends growing up used to tell me all the time that my dad was the dad from the Wonder Years.
Like, that's great.
And what's his name again?
His name is Dan Loria.
Touchdown, Josh Allen. Oh, never mind. It's halftime. It suddenly got real quiet. Yeah.
what are you pulling up over there?
I'm going to pull a picture of my dad.
Oh, okay.
This is great podcasting.
Oh, no. You guys can be
fine. Oh, okay. Well, then let's go with your mom.
Okay. My mom, I went with Heather Locklear.
Wow.
Back in the day... When my mom
that's really younger. Weird. It's really uncomfortable considering the things we've said about Heather Locklear on this podcast.
Whoa. Who said something bad about Heather Locklear?
Well, I don't know if it's bad, but about her her beliefs and what kept her face looking so young.
Oh, yeah, that was discussed.
It was? I don't remember this.
Yeah.
So this is my dad right here. But younger. You got to picture him younger.
Yeah, no, I can see
you
it.
You got to picture it younger.
I can see that.
Okay. All right. But no, like when my mom was younger, a lot of like our friends, my friends, my sister's friends always said that my mom looked like Heather Locklear.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You know.
Your mom listens to the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That would keep my comments to the show.
Boy.
That was Keith. That was totally Keith.
That was Keith.
Keith's having bad thoughts.
Ed Harris is going to kill you.
Yeah, Ed Harris is going to kill you. Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. Oh, you know that, right?
Let me tell you, I'd be more worried about the guy playing you than I would about Ed Harris.
You don't know who's playing me yet.
Yeah, I do. Oh. I know who's playing you in my movie.
Oh, but, okay.
Well, me too, sort of.
Sort of.
I have two people. I couldn't decide.
I did two people too, so I got to pick one.
It'll be funny if we get the same two people.
Okay.
So... My mom, well, okay, so I picked somebody that doesn't look anything like my mom, but her personality is very similar to the way I remember my mom. Julia Roberts. Yeah. Always like joking, always happy, always laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I went Julia Roberts.
Okay.
See, here I picked more of a character than I did the actual actress. Like, the actress who I'm picking based on a character she played.
Sure.
And it's Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been...
It could have been Doris Roberts from Seinfeld.
Or it could have been the chick who plays the mom in... what the hell is it? The 80s sitcom.
Oh, that 80s show?
The Goldbergs. Oh. Yeah. By the way, that guy was also candidate for my dad.
Oh. That would have been a good one too. Yeah.
I haven't watched that show.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It took me a long time to get on board with that.
Yeah.
Oh god.
The fact that every episode
I binge watch it now.
The fact that every episode is actually based on this guy's life is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And he's got proof.
And he's got proof. He's got video of every episode. Really?
This guy must have been videotaping everything before people were videotaping stuff. Like,
he says, like, when he was, like, 10 years old, he got a video camera, like a VHS camera.
Yeah.
And he recorded everything for the rest of his
childhood. So at the end of the episode, he'll play footage of like stuff in the show.
It'll be like the exact, like it'll be word for word of what they say in the show. It's fucking hilarious.
How much recording did he do?
Exactly.
It must have been the time.
But this guy, I mean, if you believe the show, as a kid, he wanted to be a director basically his entire life.
Yeah.
Huh. So yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right. So we go on to siblings now, right?
Sure.
Okay.
You said you didn't.
I didn't do any of my siblings.
Okay.
And I'll explain why I didn't later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so for Kim, I chose Jenny Garth. And I just kind of went by looks a little bit. It was either between Jenny Garth or is it Anna Paquin?
Yeah, I know who she is.
So I was going to be one of them, but I went with Jenny Garth. And for my sister Laura, I picked Christina Applegate because they're both kind of like, she seems real high strung. My older sister's kind of high strung. They do kind of look alike. So yeah, that's who I picked.
You want to go or do you want me to go?
Well, I don't have anybody, so. All
right. So, you guys have never met my sister, but I went with Judy Gold. Do you know who she is? The comedian. She's often on World's Dumbest.
No, don't know who that is.
She's actually a lesbian in real life.
Your sister?
No, Judy Gold.
Oh, okay. Got to clear this thing up.
So, the reason I went with Judy Gold is because she's 6'2", and my sister's 6'3". So I went with
So she'll have to wear heels the entire time.
I went with an actress that would be somewhat close to real life in my family.
I'm not going to lie. That came into play in some of these picks.
Yep, that's Judy Gold.
Okay.
It doesn't look completely unlike my sister.
Is she related to Tracy Gold?
I have no idea.
You know who Tracy Gold is, right? Yeah. She actually looks a little bit like her there, I think.
Well, let's see. Ba ba ba. No, I don't see anything about siblings or anything.
That was my tribute to Alex Trebek.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right.
She does her own podcast called Kill Me Now.
Oh, I bet it's hilarious because she's fucking funny as hell.
She should be on our podcast.
So she's an actress, too.
Well, call her. She barely looks like your sister.
Call her up, Aaron.
She was a writer and producer of the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Yeah, that I actually knew. I knew that, but I didn't figure that would help anybody out with what she looked like.
No, it wouldn't.
I just wanted to toss that out there.
No,
I thought you guys would know her from World's Dumbest, actually. You don't watch that show?
No.
Uh-uh.
Really?
No.
Dude, you guys are missing good TV if you don't watch World's Dumbest.
Really?
How tall?
It's called World's Dumbest. How tall is she?
She's like 6'2".
No, she must be standing somewhere in there.
She's towering over that girl.
4'10" then.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Wow. All
right.
All right, all right, all right.
So what are we at here?
We're
at
Friends. Did you guys do any of your Friends?
I did some, but you guys don't know.
See, and that's kind of why I didn't do like my brothers, because you haven't met any of my brothers.
Yeah, we haven't met your parents either.
So
true.
I do have Robert on here. Because you guys know Robert. Yeah, Robert, Sarah, and Craig. So
I got Craig on here.
I know Jim Scott and Craig because you guys know Jim Scott.
I did Jim and Scott real quick right before we came on the podcast.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though Scott's never been on the show, he's not technically a friend of the show, but he's hung out with us. From Fantasy. I guess you know.
I met him once, twice.
Yeah, we went out and had beers.
We went out and had beers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah. And then at a couple of fantasy football drafts, you'd have had to have met him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
I met him.
Yeah.
And obviously,
if you guys want to do those guys.
Okay. Me first? Okay. So, with Jim, I went with Matthew Broderick.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I
mean,
like I said, this is right off the top of my head in about 30 seconds I did these two guys.
Yeah, they're literally handwritten on her sheet.
They are.
Jim, I struggled until I asked my wife.
Yeah.
And wife came up with this, and it's right on. It's Kevin Spacey. Dude looks exactly like Jim.
Oh,
Kevin Spacey has sex with boys.
Oh, doesn't mean he can't play my...
Dude.
No, actually, it does.
I can't do that to Jim.
I don't think he's playing anybody.
He looks like Jim. Doesn't mean Jim has sex
with
boys.
Poor Jim.
I'm going to get texted.
Yeah. Yes, you should.
I mean, the thing is, this isn't coming out for 2 more weeks, so I'm going to forget about it.
I was going to be like, what the fuck, dude?
Get him, Jim.
Hey, didn't you ever hear that song? You don't mess around with Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so who do you have for Scott, then?
John Cusack.
Okay.
They look a lot alike, and they're very similar in the way they're both kind of laid back, chill dudes.
Mm. Okay.
Hmm. So I put, and this is, like I said, right at the end, in 30 seconds or so, I came up with this. And I wanted to use this guy for somebody, so I used him. Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci.
Who's he?
You're gonna get a picture of him, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, that guy. He's been in a bunch of movies. Oh. I think he's a really good actor. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to use him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would have picked him for my brother-in-law, Tim.
Oh yeah, I know him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't he play the guy in the Kingsman movies?
Yes. Yep, I believe so.
He plays like the guy who like organizes everything, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I think so. I saw one of those like a long time ago. But yeah, I think that's him.
All right. Did you want to put your friends out there? I mean, if they listen to the podcast, you might like to mention.
All right. So my buddy TJ, I picked Aaron Rodgers because people always tell him that they look alike. And my buddy Jim, I picked Kevin James. Because they're both funny. They're both bigger guys.
Yeah.
And then, well, that's all I did for friends other than Robert.
Who'd you have for Robert?
Yeah.
Because you didn't say Robert.
Yeah.
I picked George Lopez. I couldn't think of anybody. I'm like, let's just go with George Lopez.
I mean, they might have the same size head.
They might. I told Kat that. She's like, what? That's kind of rude. I'm like, what's wrong with George Lopez?
Actually, I love George yeah, Lopez. So matter of fact, I might like him more than Robert.
And then I had Sarah. Do you guys want to?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear this one.
Sarah, I picked Sarah Silverman.
That's actually really good.
She's really good.
So then I'm just down to Craig and you guys.
And then you.
And then me.
Yeah, that's what I'm down to as well.
Me too, kind of.
Let's go
again. This is going to have to be at the end. I'll explain.
Let's go with Craig first.
All right.
Go ahead, Dom.
For Craig, I put one of my favorite character actors, Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
Is he the one that's doing those commercials now?
Yes. Yes, where he's the agent.
Volkswagen.
Yep.
Okay.
Also, did you know he's the kid of former baseball commissioner Paul Giamatti? I'm pretty sure that's his son. I know they're related.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his son.
No, didn't know that. But he's one of my favorite. Like, I think he's funny in everything he does.
He is funny in everything he does. Oh, dude. You guys never saw the Howard Stern movie, did you?
No.
Private Parts?
Yes, I have.
No.
He plays Pig Vomit in the Howard Stern movie. The guy who plays the actual producer, Bob Zmuda.
I can't picture him in the movie.
Oh, but. He's the one where they're walking down the hallway and they're going through the numbers. And they're like, you know how long the average Howard Stern listener, person who likes Howard Stern listens to the show? And they're like, how long? They're like, 2 hours. You know how long the average person who hates Howard Stern listens to the show? They're like, how long? They're like, 4 hours.
I remember that part of the movie, but I...
That's him.
Hmm. All right.
I'm sorry. I said his father's name was Paul, but it's not.
It's. I was going to say, I didn't think it was Paul.
But it's A. Bartlett, but yeah, it is his dad. He was the baseball commissioner for like 20 years.
Hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Crazy.
For Craig, I picked Dan Aykroyd because I see similarities in their faces.
Okay. Yeah.
You might need your Google machines out for mine.
Uh-oh.
Although he's... You might know... You guys ever seen The Night's Tale? With,
Night's Tale.
Who's the guy that played the Joker? Yeah,
that's totally...
Oh, Heath Ledger?
That's totally what Craig is going to look like.
The bad guy in that movie, his real name is Rufus Sewell. Rufus Sewell. He kind of looks like Craig. He's the guy who plays like the Prince.
What?
S-E-W-E-L-L.
This guy? There it is.
Dude, picture him with less hair. Sorry, Craig. Yeah.
I don't know. I like Aykroyd better.
Plus, that guy's a badass, and I think Craig could be a badass if he wanted to be. Craig's going to like that comment, by the way.
Well, that's why I picked Paul Giamatti, because he's been in a bunch of freaking...
this is what Craig's going to look like when he gets older. Dan Aykroyd.
So, that picture from here... You know who that looks like to me?
That looks like the guy from Friends.
Yes. Chandler.
Chandler? Yeah, Matthew, a little bit.
Yeah. Is it Matthew Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we can go with Matthew Perry.
Dude, that's Craig.
Craig with more hair.
I see where you're going with it. I do.
Dude, that's totally Craig. All right, whatever.
We'll let Craig decide.
Okay.
Craig, who's your favorite Craig? All right. So, since you guys don't have him, do you want me to go with who I have for your two wives?
Do you have somebody for Craig? You said Paul Giamatti. Yeah, sorry.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Keith. I think somebody's trying to get in.
Yeah.
For Heather, I went with someone who kind of the same lines you did. You went with the Scream, but I went with somebody who was from, I guess it wasn't really a horror movie, but it had that horror movie type feel. Someone from Beetlejuice. I went with Winona Ryder.
I could see that.
Especially that character she played in that movie.
Yes, I could see that.
And Aaron, for your wife, I went with Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll
take it. Aaron's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, so now for this last one, we should each do the other person's, and we'll do our last one, our name's last.
Okay.
So who wants to go first?
So Aaron kind of started this whole thing. So Aaron, why don't you go ahead and do it, Keith and okay. I.
Keith, I had to pick the Big Show. It's got to be the Big Show.
That's who I picked.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to throw it out there. That is also who I picked.
Oh, my God.
We all agree on something. Like, but I literally wrote, who else can we get?
Yeah.
Like, who else is 6'9"?
I put, dude, seriously, I look like that guy.
Yeah, you do.
And for Dom, I picked Michael Chiklis.
That's funny. He was in the running to play me, but for me.
Too. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to throw mine out for Dom, and I don't know the dude's name, and you're going to have to post a picture on this one, but it's a dude from that 80s rock band that you have a picture of. That looks like you.
That guy definitely looks like me, or at least he did it one time.
Yeah.
So you need to post, because you have a copy of that picture, do you not?
I believe I have it in my photos on Facebook somewhere.
We will try to find it. We're going to put a side-by-side up there of the two of you, and you're going to have that on our...
I wish I had that get-up, because that would be freaking crazy. Because that dude looks just like me.
And for Aaron, I went with Jason Statham.
That's who I picked for me.
One of the guys I got as well.
Yeah. I also picked The Rock, because I would like to have The Rock play me, although I don't. The Rock don't really look like The Rock.
Okay, so
I look more like Jason Statham.
Since we're ruining this whole thing, I also had another. Like I said, I had another person. This is so weird. We're keeping this all in the Fast and Furious. I had Vin Diesel. But I listed Jason Statham first.
Okay,
because he always has a stubble.
That's like right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I looked up, the first guy I looked up was Glenn Gulia.
Glenn Gulia.
I got a picture of him now. Yeah, he looks nothing like you anymore.
Okay.
And he's like 58 or something.
So
like
hold
that,
on. Though. I got all three of us picked Jason Statham for you, and all three of us picked Big Show for me.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's weird.
Now, Cat was probably a little more like dead nuts on for me. I didn't pick him because he's not an actor. But you guys know who Casper Smart is?
No.
No.
Okay. He used to be with J-Lo.
Ooh, that's very close.
Yeah, that guy could have been you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was one of her dancers. I can't dance either, so.
I've seen you dance.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can dance on a bubble like nobody else.
It's all in the thrusting.
Thank God we're not in the funhouse for our,
yeah,
our...
Jesus Christ.
I see a lot of crotch dancing in it.
All right. So...
I mean...
I'm the only one that has to reveal mine yet, right?
Yeah.
So, I did this the old-fashioned way. I did young me and older me.
I was going to do that, okay. But I couldn't find a young me.
So, older me, I went with Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Young me, I went with Haley Joel Osment. And I'll explain why. I said, he sees dead people, I see dumb people. It's like it's meant to be.
See, I think if I'd had to go with a young me, it'd have been the guy that played in Harry Potter, the tall, goofy looking dude.
Oh, yeah,
Longbottom,
tall, thin, blonde haired dude.
No. Longbottom, I think his name was, wasn't it?
He was kind of like their friend, but he was like,
yeah,
he was like their goofy friend.
He's the one that always kept falling.
And every time he tried doing magic, it always effed up.
Yeah.
I can't picture the kid's face.
You're right here.
But that guy was freakishly tall compared to all the rest of the kids.
Oh, okay. I'll
say that.
Now, if you'd have given him blonde, shorter hair, and maybe some buck teeth, because I was buck teeth growing up, until I got him knocked out.
I think he does have some buck teeth. He just got his mouth closed there.
He might.
Yeah.
Until I got him knocked out in college. He's
covering those bastards up.
Both of them?
Well, I got one of them knocked out, then to put a bridge on, they had to shave the two next to it down, so.
Just like a beaver.
Kind of, yes.
Ground them down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beaver. you grind on them beavers.
All right, you know? So do you guys have anything else?
No.
Because I've got some left yet here.
Well,
now, first of all, I came up with a name for my biopic. I called it The Darkness of Me. Don't ask me why. I just thought it sounded cool. And I said, obviously this movie is being made because we finally got the sponsorship from Pepsi and are now a global phenomenon. I can't wait till that actually happens. But because of that, I have someone has to play the CEO of Pepsi, right? So that's Robert De Niro. We kind of talked about, you asked who is the boom guy. Well, you always got to have like man walking down street.
Yeah.
So I got man walking down street with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
He's going to be in there.
Oh, he's just going to have a cameo.
Yeah.
You should have picked Weird Al because you heard about the new Bill and Ted movie, right? Weird Al has a cameo in it, and he actually wasn't hired. He actually, like every other fan that wanted to be in the movie, sent in a video, and they picked this video.
Really?
I figure there's got to be a dream sequence somewhere. So singing Dream Girl is Adele.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And just because I want to make it weird, the talking cow is voiced by Bobcat Goldthwait. I mean, we are in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Hello, Wisconsin.
That is all I got.
This went longer than I thought it was going to do.
What do we
got? Yeah, we did pretty well.
Yeah, we're about a half hour because we
honestly, when I looked at that, I'm like, I don't know how we're getting 20 minutes out of that.
I figured we'd make it last.
We'd make it last. I figured, yeah, maybe Aaron's got gas, you know, throwing a couple farts. Which, by the way, did you listen to that last one?
No, not yet.
That's terrible.
It was terrible?
It's great, but it's terrible.
Oh, no.
It sounded like you shit your pants.
Really?
It did.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. It did.
Yes.
I noticed you're not. For. I noticed you're not wearing those pants today.
I'm sure the brown ones.
I'm sure.
Well, they were green.
Yeah. I'm sure those drawers weren't clean when he got home.
God no.
I didn't feel anything. I just got a tight asshole. That's all. Yeah, oh.
That's not what Craig said.
What? What?
Who said that?
Craig.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
I'd like to thank y'all for listening. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at alolasconversationpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at alolasconversationpodcast. Let us know what you think. Let us know who you think would play us, because I think that would be kind of funny.
That would be hilarious.
I'm sure there's a couple of people out there who are going to do that anyways. got to thank the Pulltops for their music. You can find them at thepulltops.com. They have the music that starts and ends our show.
Wait, who's going to play the Pulltops in our biopic? Oh, I got it. The Pulltops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play themselves.
Yeah. I forgot to add one of those guys. Playing himself. Yes.
Got to thank our sponsor, Craig, down at Summit Automotive. If you're going to buy a car, go talk to Craig. When you buy a car, he's going to give us $100, right? $100 gas card. Just let him know you listen to the show, and he'll throw in a $100 gas card for you. You can listen to us anywhere podcasts can be found. When you do, listen, rate, and review. Let us know what you think. Until next time, happy holidays, bitches.
Yeah.